looks like a gas station sandwich. Bobby Kelly, everybody. Robert Kelly, I should say, on the phone. It's Quinny Cantera, Pix 106.
How are you, man?
What's up, dude? You know, it's so funny. That's a joke from my special, but I actually made it better this weekend. I came up with a better line. I'm so sad.
How do you preface this joke on the radio? Is there any way?
No.
Yeah.
No. There's no. Like, I mean,
men have a certain body part. Women have a certain body part.
Yeah.
That's about all I'm going to say.
Yeah. That's
well. They have protection for those body parts.
True. 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 Yes.
Yeah. And you know, and the female protection against whatever is worse.
So, he's talking about contraception. Yes. Talking about dental dams. And that's where he got, looks like a gas station sandwich, and I loved it.
Yeah. That's how you talk about it on the radio without talking about it.
Yeah, that's how you talk.
Bobby, are you on the show today to remind us to get out the vote?
Yeah, that's our job as comedians. We need to tell you who to vote for and what's right and what's wrong. You know, we're not here to make you laugh anymore. We're here to make you feel guilty and crappy about your family upbringing and what you believe in. So, yeah. Yeah, don't be aggressive anymore, and don't be misogynistic, and love each other, but then come to my show and hear me talk about crazy, dirty stuff.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
So is filth your distraction from the societal demise?
Listen, man, comics need to stop being political pundits. I am so sick of comedians telling us how it is. Seriously. Like, they're being serious. You're giving us a serious tweet. That is not your job.
Okay, well, for instance, the Bill Barr show of Red Rocks. Bill Burr, excuse me. When we first started talking, I said, that Bill Burr show was great, but you didn't respond to me. Did you think that sucked?
No, I just didn't want to respond to you.
Oh, yeah, no, it took hell and earth to get him.
No, dude. All these messages all the time about all this crazy stuff. And I just give thumbs up. Like, I don't know what to say to people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if me and you were sitting having a cigar, I'll talk to you for hours.
Right.
But I was in juvie hall. I don't like to read. Like, I don't like text messages. I'll talk to you. Let's talk. Let's hang out and talk. So, the Bill Burr thing, I don't even know what you said. What did you say?
No, I mean, Bill Burr was he was political. He hit everything, like you right. But he was way more political. I don't know. I mean, it's funny if you do it right, I guess, in my opinion.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with him, right? Like, he has this abortion joke, and I saw that joke from its conception until the final thing, right? And jokes, you know, for me, take years, maybe, you know, a long time to kind of evolve into what it's going to be, right? And while you're doing the joke, you're evolving as a person too. Your views change, things change. You know what I mean? So that's why I love jokes. When I saw the first time he did it, so many women were offended.
God, I bet.
You could see them in the crowd. But that was the first show at the Cellar. By the end of the weekend, he had all these girls laughing at it.
Because
he figured out how he had to say it. That, take that out. This, add this. And all of a sudden, they're mad. You can see their mad faces. And then they laughed. And
but
they,
then it
they
worked at the
down.
End. It was so edgy at the end, but it worked. And it finished great. It was awesome.
We're talking to Robert Kelly. Robert's new special's out, Kill Box. It's out. You go to louisck.com. Tell me about the distribution of this through louisck.com. How's that working?
I like that you bring up a better, more famous comedian special while we're plugging my special.
No, but it's
no. We know you guys are tight. That's why.
I thought that's where we're going.
It is. Yeah. He's busting your balls.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. No, yeah. My Louis came up to me. I was touring with him. You know, and he's like, "Do you have a special?" I go, "No, nobody would give." Netflix said no. Nobody wants to do a special with me. You know, I'm some chubby white guy from Boston. I'm just not in. And he goes, "I want to do your special." And I was like, "Well, look, I got over 2 hours because it's been a long time since my last one. I got a food thing." He goes, "I don't want a theme thing. I just want you to kill for an hour." I go, "I got it." So I have all this material. I'll kill for an hour. So we're thinking about it. I'm like, all right, where do you want to do it? I want to do it in Tampa. Why? Because Florida saved my life during the pandemic. Only place that stayed open. All the fans showed up. You know, I went there and made money, and I love those people for it. Okay, great. I go, where do you want to do it? I go, I want to create a space. I want to create what I have in mind is Elvis's 68 comeback special. No, I won't fit into a leather jumpsuit, but
well,
we can try.
Killbox, and it's like rapid fire. There was a joke in there. I couldn't help but think, since we brought up Louie, that maybe you guys worked together to get a joke in there about masturbating, just whipping it out and masturbating in front of a date or something like that. And I thought, is that a tribute to Louie as your buddy? Like, because I got it, but I'm a radio guy. I mean, we hear all this all the time.
No, dude, listen.
I'm reading too much into it.
You get too philosophical with that. No, that was just a regular old masturbation joke. Yeah, no, I'm not. And then I looked at Louie and I held a fist up after I did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. I love it.
It's for you, Lou.
Look, I mean, you guys are tight. I don't know. Maybe you're sitting on the couch talking, you know.
But you don't feel like you're going to get catch the cancel by hanging out with Louie?
Buddy, I want it. I want the cancel.
You want the cancel?
I want to become famous. I have no blue-haired, chubby people outside of my shows. Don't go here. I got a bunch of fat middle-aged couples just happy. Hi, Bobby. I need cancellation.
Bobby, I see that you're in a lot of pain, just like I am, brother. The knees. You keep it up, man. Get out there and do your thing. You 47 year old.
I am rocking right now. I lost 100 pounds, baby.
Nice. I love it. I love it.
How'd you do it?
Dude, let me tell you something right now. I ate right, dropped the carbs and the sugar, worked out almost six days a week, weights and walking, and I got gastric sleeve surgery. The doctor made my stomach smile.
That's right. Awesome. That's awesome,
man. You must feel great.
A lot of hard work and an operation will help you lose weight.
Bobby Kelly.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still going to hate yourself, right?
Oh, yeah, I still hate myself.
Okay, cool. Because there's a lot of funny in there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I knew you were working out or fed up with something after I saw you in a COVID mask. You look miserable in a COVID mask, Bobby.
I hate it. Oh, my God, it was the worst.
Go to louisck.com. You can get it. You're allowed to share it. I love how Louis does his thing. Also, 4th of July is over there. I purchased both of them this past week. Awesome. I have not seen 4th of July yet. And get Killbox.
Bobby, how's the family? Before we let you go, how's the family?
Wife is good. I mean, as you know, it is what it is. The kid's great.
You still in love, Bobby? You still in love?
I love her. Yeah, I'm still in love. Unfortunately, I really love my wife.
Good.
Yes. I lost 100 pounds and I still love her, which sucks because if I didn't love her, I could go probably cheat on her, but I don't want to.
But let her know that, Bobby. Let her know. Keep her in her lane.
She's sitting right here. Oh. She's right here. She wants nothing to do with me. Listen to me.
I want more.
Last time we had sex, I was like, is that what you want? She went, no. I can honestly say, with a period at the end, it's not what I want.
I know what I want, and that is more Facebook Lives while you're on the toilet, please. Step it up.
those are only when I almost don't make it, I do those.
Yeah. Oh, that's how Tony Soprano went down. So, you know, watch out for the number of prawns and margaritas before you do that.
Robert Kelly, everybody, louisck.com. Go get Killbox. It's hilarious.
You guys are the best. Thanks, man.
Thanks,
Bobby. Have a good one, man.